is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is working to quell Democratic anxieties over his unsteady showing in his debate with former President Donald Trump. He's not the debater he used to be, Biden conceded at a rally on Friday in the state of North Carolina. But he added that the choice in this election is simple. Donald Trump will destroy our democracy. I will defend it. Democratic lawmakers are expressing plenty of concern, but sticking by him for now. Meanwhile, Trump's attacks on critics and his policies' falsehood served as a reminder of the daily turbulences of his Republican presidency, according to some analysts. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for resuming production of intermediate-range missiles that were banned under a now-scrapped treaty with the United States. The Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces, or INF, treaty banned ground-based missiles with a range of 500 to 5,500 kilometers, or about 310 to 3,410 miles. It is regarded as an arms control landmark when the Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev and U.S. President Ronald Reagan signed it in 1988. The U.S. withdrew from the treaty in 2019, citing Russian violations. Putin said Friday that Russia has not produced such missiles since the 2019 treaty scrapping, but he said that the U.S. has only produced such missile systems, but also deployed them. A measure of prices that closely tracked by the U.S. Federal Reserve suggests that inflation pressures in the U.S. economy are continuing to ease. The consumer prices were flat from April to May, the mildest such performance in more than 4 years. Measured from a year earlier, prices rose 2.6% last month. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. NASA says that two astronauts will stay in space longer to continue troubleshooting Boeing's capsule. NASA on Friday did not give a return date. Two veteran NASA test pilots blasted off aboard Boeing's Starliner capsule for the space station on June 5th. It was the first astronaut launch for Boeing after years of delays and setbacks. The test flight was expected to last a week or so, enough time for Wilmore and Williams to check out the capsule while docked at the station, but problems with the capsule's propulsion system used to maneuver the spacecraft prompted NASA and Boeing to delay the flight home several times. Russia's Defense Ministry says officials have been ordered to prepare a response to U.S. drone flights over the Black Sea in an apparent warning that Moscow may take forceful action to ward off the American reconnaissance aircraft. The Russian Defense Ministry noted an increased intensity of U.S. drones over the Black Sea, saying that they conduct intelligence and targeting for precision weapons supplied to the Ukrainian military by Western countries for dealing strikes on Russian facilities. Washington and Moscow have clashed before over the issue. In a 2023 incident, the Russian fighter jet damaged an American drone there, causing it to crash. A repeat of such a confrontation could further fuel tensions over the war with Ukraine. Families of the 21 people detained on accusations that they participated in a failed coup attempt appear visibly confused and anxious in the jail where they are being kept. They say they knew nothing of a plot in the lead up to Wednesday's spectacle. Many families of those detained say that their loved ones were simply following orders or were told that they were carrying out military exercise. On Friday, the government announced additional arrests of soldiers, bringing the total to 21, including a former general, Juan José Zuniga, who led the failed coup in Bolivia. Recapping one of our top stories, U.S. President Joe Biden is again working to quell Democratic anxieties over his unsteady showing in his debate with former President Donald Trump. He is not the debater he used to be, he says. Biden conceded at a rally on Friday in the state of North Carolina. He did say that the choice in the election is simple, saying that Donald Trump will destroy the democracy. He says he will defend it. Democratic lawmakers have been expressing concern, but still sticking by Biden for now. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.